Now we look into the wheel of life and we see our countless previous lives. I think I am Rabton, that's my name. I am human, that's my species. I am male, that's my gender. I am British, that's my nationality. I am Buddhist, that's my religion. All these things, all these ideas, I am this, I am this. If you say to me, you're not really a Buddhist, yes I am. You say you're not really a man, or you're not really British, or you're not whatever. You're not. I am. But it's just an appearance. I mean, look in the wheel of life and there's me as a dog, there's me as a turtle, there's me as a heron, there's me as a demigod, there's me as a soldier, there's me as a Christian, there's me as a woman, there's me as a child, there's me as an old man, there's me as a person with this disease and that disease, there's me as a hungry ghost starving, there's me as a hell being being tortured, there's me as someone torturing, there's me as a thief and a liar, there's me in a million different lives. We've lived all these lives. And in all of them we thought, this is me. This is me. Not, this is an appearance. Due to an assembly of causes and conditions, there is this appearance of self. We don't think like that. We think, this is me. In the chapter on death in Joyful Path of Good Fortune, Venerable Geshe-la quotes one of the Kadampa teachers who said, my real meditation on the middle way, so usually when we say the middle way, we're referring to the correct view of emptiness. You know, Chandrakirti's text, Guide to the Middle Way, is actually referring to Nagarjuna's fundamental wisdom of the middle way, but his fundamental wisdom of the middle way is referring to the correct view of emptiness. My real meditation on the middle way. So this teacher is saying, my real meditation on the correct view of emptiness, my real meditation on the middle way is the meditation on death and impermanence. All good qualities arise as a result of this meditation, and it is this meditation that makes our practice of Dharma pure. So, the wheel of life is showing us death and rebirth, death and rebirth, death and rebirth. All of these lives, every one of them we thought, this is me, this is me, this is me, this is me. This is what I'm like. I'm not like that. I'm like this. And it's just karmic appearance. It's just causes assembling. From ignorance, we perform compositional actions, planting seeds on our consciousness, that ripened due to craving, grasping, and existence as birth in a particular form and the experiences in that form, the contacts and feelings that we had in that life, the aging and death, all of the experiences, the suffering experiences. This is just causes and conditions. This is just the dependent arising. We're not the person we think we are. This person appearing is just appearing due to causes and conditions. Change the causes and conditions, and a different person appears. Now, we can make some wrong turns and go from this rather fortunate appearance and soon be in a hellish, devastating appearance. We can make some good decisions, change the causes and conditions in a very positive way, and quite quickly, we go from this ordinary person to an enlightened person who will also be a dependent arising. It's just causes and conditions. We're not stuck. We're not stuck at this person. We're not trapped in any way at all. This is just karmic arising, dependent arising. This is something we can influence and transform. It's just an appearance. In the oral instructions of Mahamudra, Venerable Geshe-la says, we should know that we need to identify our own mind, our own body, and ourself correctly. Since beginningless time, our way of identifying ourself has been mistaken. We believe that our self that we normally see is our self. This belief is ignorance because our self that we normally see does not exist. So there is an appearance of a self, but that's not the self we normally see, because we don't relate to ourself as an appearance, as a dependent arising. We observe that appearance, that dependent arising, and we conceive it to be true, to be inherently existent, to be actually real. That actually real version of our dependent arising self doesn't exist at all, doesn't exist anywhere. Due to this ignorance, we develop and experience various kinds of mistaken appearance, and because of this, we experience various kinds of suffering and problems as hallucinations throughout this life and in life after life, endlessly. That is our dependent related ignorance. I am this person. This dependent arising isn't what we're relating. We're relating to that dependent arising as if it were truly existent, and therefore it needs protecting, and therefore it needs good things gathered for it, and therefore I need to do this, and therefore I need to do that, and create these cycles, these unending, perpetual cycles of suffering. On the other hand, if we identify ourselves as a mere appearance that is not other than the emptiness of all phenomena, the mere absence of all phenomena that we normally perceive, our mistaken appearance will reduce and finally cease completely. Then we will automatically experience the ultimate happiness of enlightenment. So if we're not the person that we think we are, what are we really? What are we really? We are not other than the emptiness of all phenomena. Everything is a dependent arising. Everything is just causes and conditions assembling to manifest appearances. Who is this self who has been a hell being, a hungry ghost, an animal, a demigod, a god, a human of every different flavor and description? What is the reality of this self? The reality of this self is emptiness. Emptiness. And undifferentiated ocean of reality, a blank canvas from which infinite possibilities can arise. There is no definitive self. There's just the infinity of possibility, this emptiness. There is nothing fixed, nothing stuck.